thanks for tuning in. My name is Noel Daniels, and I will be your host for the next hour on this very first Community Champion show. And yes, you can participate. Please send us any questions or comments you have on Bush Radio. WhatsApp number 061-862-1065. 061-862-1065. We'll be looking out for your messages. Let me introduce you to our guest tonight, Zenaria Bardens. Welcome, Zenaria. Please say hello to our guest.
Hi, hello, Noel. Hi to everybody listening this evening. Lovely to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Right, so you're saying hello to our listeners, and I'm wanting our listeners to say hello to our guest. So please call in, everybody. So how are you doing tonight, Zenaria?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. Happy to be here at your first show, Noel, and hoping that it will all go well.
Zenaria is better known to me as Zenny or Zen. I'm so thrilled that you are here to be my first guest, Zenaria, on Community Champions. I'm holding this impressive bio of yours in my hand, a life filled with service, from UWC to the TRC to Second Jalo to Independent Media to Community Chest. Wow! Please tell us more about your journey. What were the highlights?
Oh, well, I mean, it's... I suppose one goes back into one's life in relation to, I listened to the show earlier and, you know, it was about the arts. And that's been quite an important part of my journey since a very young age. I went to dance school in Kensington from at a young age, from the age of six, in fact. Done some poetry, and I think you may have mentioned I'm currently still continuing that journey with the Cape Cultural Collective. So arts and culture have been a constant highlight and theme of my life. And I think, you know, when you think of, you know, the journey that one goes through in life, there are significant moments. And I suppose my high school was you know, I can go that far back. The teachers, the impressive teachers that we had. I attended Harold Cressy High School, and we had teachers of the caliber of Helen Keyes, Maureen Adrian, Lionel Adrian, who were very influential in our young lives and, you know, introduced us to concepts which we had, many of us had obviously been made aware of, but, you know, they really consolidated a lot of our understanding of what was happening in the country. And, of course, in 1976, I was in high school, so that was, you know, quite an important part of, I suppose, the beginning of activism in my life. And from a work point of view, I suppose I've traveled through various. I've worked at UWC. I've worked at the TRC, as you mentioned. I've worked in the corporate environment and in the NGO environment. And it's hard to pick one particular highlight, but I suppose when I think of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, you know, that stands out very starkly in my memory of unpacking what had happened during apartheid and being in a position to investigate. I was in the investigative unit of the TRC in the Western Cape, and unpacking, you know, the Ashley Creel case, the Guguletu 7 case, and moments like that, I think, don't leave you unmarked, even though you were, I mean, I was around at the time, but a lot of it was, I suppose, mirrored in mystery and lies to some degree. So in that space, one had the opportunity to dig and understand what had, you know, been hidden from public view. And that was a big...
Right, I mean, especially since we are celebrating Bishop Tutu's birthday.
Today, so, exactly.
You know, it's just incredible that that memory comes through so strongly. And the fact that if one listens to Zenaria, she's just scraping the tip of the iceberg. Here we have someone with an amazing track record, and we really want to probe a bit more later, but let us agree now that there should be no doubt in anybody's mind that Denario was chosen as our very first guest on Community Champions for a good reason. In the show, we asked Denario to choose a song, and the first song she chose was Yasuo Ndor's 7 Seconds. We know that in 7 Seconds, Yasuo features Nina Cherry. And, of course, you know, we have to ask Denario why she chose the song. What's the backstory? And also tell us what was going on in your life at the time when the song came out.
At the time the song came out, I was working, in fact, at UWC, at the Education Policy Unit, and we were doing research into post-apartheid higher education policy. And it was also one of those very important times in my life. And this song sort of came out, and the meaning 7 Seconds, it's basically when a child is born, in that first period when you are born, you have no idea of the world you're coming into. You have no idea of the problems of the world. You have no idea about the color of your skin, the class divisions that exist in society, the injustice. You just come into this world, and it is a brand new world, and it is beautiful, hopefully. And in that moment, you know, anything is possible. But of course, as one sort of grows and develops and walks through the world, it's not quite as pure as it is in that immediate moment of your birth. And so this song, 7 Seconds, and I think the words basically, you know, reflect on the issue of race, which has been very critical in South Africa, mm-hmm. as an issue, given our apartheid past. So that, I think the release date of the song was 1994. And yeah, it was the year of democracy, you know. Exactly.
So let's take a listen. That's amazing, Denario.
Just as long 89.5 FM.
Bush Radio 89.5 FM.
Back
with
Divinity
Champions, and we're
featuring the Nadia Barons tonight. So you've just listened to Yasuan Dawes' 7 Seconds, where Nila Cherry is featured. And that was so beautiful, the Nadia. What a wonderful choice. Tell us, how did the song shape you? How did this make you what you are today?
Well, I suppose I heard it at quite a sort of late point in my life. So in terms of shaping, I wouldn't know if it really shaped, but I suppose it reinforced, ideas that I had about life. And the fact that, you know, it's sung in 3 languages. It's sung in English, in French, and in Wolof, which is a West African language, speaks to the unity, of languages, of the importance of placing them on equal footing. We're a country which has 11 languages. English is a lingua franca of the world, and we are often sort of having to connect through that language, especially on international platforms or across languages. So to have a song sung in 3 languages, and you know, it was quite a time, as we mentioned, it was released in 94. We were busy with research. We had such high hopes for what South Africa would be like post-94, so the song was quite significant in terms of the year and the time and the place we were at, and in that way, I suppose it was part of the hopefulness that we were,
exactly,
were going to have.
Exactly, 1994, those lines that we were standing in, the advent of democracy for us. Many of us had never thought that it would happen in our lifetime, and there you were. Relatively young, 1994, not? And yet, if I listen to you and you talk about your formative years, I hear that your days at Harold Cressy played such a big influence on your life, your work at the TRC, and more recently, the fact that you now embarking on studies in pursuing a master's degree. I mean, that for me is really the mark of someone who really believes in lifelong learning. So tell us a bit about that.
So, you know, it's quite interesting that I am now at this stage of my life, and I think I'm one of the oldest students in my class, and am doing this, what is called the MPhil in Inclusive Innovation at the UCT Graduate School of Business. And the last time I formally studied was about 32 years ago. I know that because my son, Raul, had just been born at the time, and I was doing my honors degree. And it wasn't a very good experience. I suppose being a new mother and still having these high expectations of myself at the time and not fulfilling the academic expectations, I forswore studying ever again, you know. And I think it really goes to show never say never. Last year, I was lucky to be accepted onto a course called Transforming Change, presented by Stockholm University, the Swedish Institute. And while it wasn't a formal sort of, with exams and thesis and essays and so on, it was a course aimed at people interested in changing the world, change makers. And during this journey, I felt that I would like to look at something which could be more formal, which, was more disciplined. And I lost my fear and my anxiety and the idea that I couldn't study. And I decided to then register for an MPhil. And Well, it's been online, and it's been, I think, a very different experience. But because I'm doing a dissertation, which in any event would require lots of self sort of research and learning, it probably is less daunting than for those who are familiar with class contact, you know, in terms of doing their studies. And it's also helped to ground me a little bit in this terrible COVID period, because when, you know, others are wondering how to, you know, they can't socialize, they can't mingle, I could take to my books. So in a way, it was quite fortuitous that I happened to be doing this degree at this time. It's my first year of doing this degree. And as I said to somebody, you know, if you get through the process of the application for certainly for this particular degree, and I'm sure for other master's degrees it might be the same, I think you will pretty much be able to do the degree, because the process of application is quite challenging. You really have to dig deep into yourself as to what it is, you know, you want to study. They ask you lots of questions about yourself, about how you will contribute to the class, because you have to be in communion with your classmates, who are all wonderful, my classmates. And we see each other online. It's module-based. And I'm looking forward to seeing my classmates in November again, after our third deadline.
Okay, but I mean, they can be so proud. If any of them are listening tonight, we want to wish you, everyone to wish Zenaria the very, very best for her studies. We know that she sets very high standards for herself. And on the basis of that, we want to say to her, Zeddy, yes, the pressure is there, but remember, we've still got to take in the other pleasures of life. So studying is certainly a pleasure of life, but we certainly need to look more broadly. So it's really fascinating stuff that Zenaria is sharing with us. So when we come back, we will hear more about what other musical influences there has been on the life of Zenaria Bardens. Please send your comments, your questions, any messages that you may have to Bush Radio WhatsApp number 061-862-1065. We are here waiting for you.
The future has never been more uncertain. Everywhere we see rising unemployment, political instability, crime and violence, climate change, and the rise of challenging new technologies. That's why Bush Radio has partnered with Cornerstone Institute, a private non-profit institute of higher learning, to create the Cornerstone Critical Dialogues, a series of deep discussions about the world we are living in. Hosted by veteran journalist Ryan Fortune every Thursday evening, the Cornerstone Critical Dialogues is where South Africa's most insightful thinkers, activists, artists, and ordinary citizens come together to discuss, debate, and find answers to the big questions that are often ignored by mainstream media. From mental health in academia and social housing in Cape Town, to urban food security, environmental activism, the state of the performing arts, and the dangers and opportunities of new digital technologies. The Cornerstone Critical Dialogues at 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday here on Bush Radio 89.5 FM, and also on Facebook and YouTube Live.
say that I pray over you. You make me feel like I'm on top of a thousand years. You do that right.
Change the world
by
enrolling at Cornerstone Institute, you are choosing to join a learning community to change the world. We offer degrees, short courses, and certificates. Go to cornerstone.ac.za or visit our campus to enroll. Change begins here.
Learn to change the world.
Cornerstone is registered with the Department of Higher Education and Training as a private...
For those of you out there feeling that you missed your chance at getting a higher education, there's still time. Make 2022 your year and grab the chance. Whether you're after a degree or a higher certificate, Cornerstone Institute offers an extensive range of programs from psychology and business to community development and education. With so many options, your future couldn't be brighter. Applications are now open, so visit cornerstone.ac.za today to enroll. Your future starts at Cornerstone.
Salt River, St. Lawrence Pass and Manningberg.
9.5 FM.
Bush Radio 89.5. I love this station.
Hello everyone, we're back. Community Champions on Bush Radio 89.5. We're so grateful to those of you who have sent messages to 061-862-1065. But we really would like some more. Please send us messages. Please make comments. Please ask questions, especially from my guest, Nadia Barnes. And as you've heard, she chose the Mpiwe Dana's tribe. So beautiful. Tell us more about the song, Jenny.
Well, you know, it's quite interesting when I think of this particular song. You know, it comes off her debut album, Zandisile, which was released in 2004. And I was sitting in my car one night waiting for my son, who was at a rehearsal for a school play. And sitting in the car, nothing to do, in the dark. And the song sort of comes onto the radio, and I don't know if you heard the opening. It's so sort of mystical, and the sound is so deep and transports you to another place. And it was a tribe. And well, the very next day, at that time, we still, you know, there was no Spotify and YouTube and all of that. I ran off and went to buy the sort of CD of this particular song. But I think the words are...